I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's add Le'Veon Bell, people have said. He's a great running back. He's available. The Eagles' offense is struggling. There's a lot of things that seem to be aligning that make sense to bring him in here. But when you really think about it, when you really dig just a little bit, you realize that it doesn't make any sense at all. It's bad for the team. It's bad short-term. It's bad long-term. They don't need him. And it won't make them any better. I'm not paying a running back top-of-the-line money when he's getting over 400 touches last season, and he's not going to play until week 10. You know, it's like, it doesn't do anything. What are we talking about here? And here's the other issue. This is the big issue as well, because think about it. Rodney McLeod goes down. He's out for the year. That's a big deal. Now, I know he's not a popular name. He's not someone that we get excited about. You're not seeing McLeod jerseys all over the place, but tell me that once you heard that he got an injury and he was done for the year, you didn't go, oh, crap. Oh, no. Like, he's one of the most important non-exciting players on the team. He's a big deal. And so now that he's out, the other big name that comes into the equation when you're talking about big-time players that are available and some would argue make sense, Earl Thomas has popped up. Now, Earl Thomas is one of the best safeties in the league. And by the way, the value of a safety is like way, 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 way more valuable than anything a running back brings to the table, especially if you believe that Carson Wentz is good and is going to figure things out, which I do. Like, in time, Wentz will be fine. You saw some of the plays that he made against Indianapolis, and the dude's just electric. Like, he's going to make the wide receivers better soon enough anyway. Look at Dallas Goedert. He was a guy they didn't even want to put on the field for the first 2 weeks. He has like 7 catches, 79 yards, and a touchdown. In part, that's the Wentz factor. He's just that good. And so when I'm weighing these two things, this is a more important question. Rather than who would you have, or do you want Le'Veon Bell or not, who would you rather have, Le'Veon Bell or Earl Thomas? That's an important question. And if I'm looking at the two, it's clearly Earl Thomas. Like, not even close Earl Thomas. Would you rather have, like, a birthday card from your grandpa that gives you $100 or $10? I'll take $100, thank you very much. That's a pretty easy decision to make. So I'm looking at this thing. If you go and trade for Le'Veon Bell, you're using those resources, you're using that cap space to go and bring in a running back instead of a player that you need even more. Is Corey Graham going to be able to hold up as the back-end safety now all throughout the season? I don't know. It's going to change things. Like, Malcolm Jenkins has been able to live in the box, live in it, because McLeod's been back there. They've basically had 8-man fronts, like, every play. It's amazing. That's the flexibility that Malcolm Jenkins gives you. But now it's all going to go away, or it could go away. It's going to be different now that Corey Graham is back there. And so if you get Earl Thomas, and sorry to Rodney McLeod, but if you bring in Earl Thomas and you sign him long-term and get rid of McLeod after this season, then you're adding one of the top guys in the game that's going to be a free agent that wants to go to Dallas and will help your team immediately in a big way go and win the Super Bowl. If you're talking about that or a fourth running back to add to this team when you've already got three guys that are good in Sproles, Ajayi, and Clement, I just don't see the point. It's really hard to make a case for a situation where Le'Veon Bell makes sense for this team. It's just not there. So you tell me. I mean, I look at this and it's clearly Earl Thomas, but I'd love to hear from you. Who would you rather have, Earl Thomas or Le'Veon Bell? 888-729-9494, #9494 in your AT&T, Verizon wireless cell phones. I'm Vince Quinn, and for reasons I can't explain, I'm just crotchety tonight. Like, I just came in, I'm just like angry. I'm fussy tonight. So you're going to get a fussy version of me. Just be prepared. Let's
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.